Good morning, 8:38 Finger Lakes Morning News. Time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health. Laura Turbide has been otherwise occupied over these last few weeks, and she'll be back with us soon, but that means we get to visit with our friend Kimberly Alacqua. Welcome, Kim.
Thanks, Ted. Nice to see you.
Now, before we meet our returning guest today, one thing that we want to talk about is the upcoming cardiac prehab program. I assume that's Dr. Joe Gomez.
Yes, it is. As you know, heart disease is the number one cause of premature death in the United States. So we're offering our cardiac prehab session again. It's going to run from March 13th for 6 weeks. It's from 5 to 7 p.m. at Generations Bank headquarters in Seneca Falls, and you can register online for that on our website, flhealth.org.
And actually, we were February is Heart Health Awareness Month, and we reran one of our earlier segments earlier this hour talking about how, and I didn't know this, how prevalent heart disease is among women. It's not, breast cancer is actually not the number one killer among women. It's heart disease.
Yes, it is. And we also, we did it beginning of February in honor of Heart Month, we did a Go Red for Women Day where women wear red, other employees, just to show support for women in heart disease.
All right, so remind us when the prehab is again.
It's going to be starting on March 13th. It's limited availability, so yeah. If you're interested, you want to get out there today and register online, flhealth.org, and at the bottom of our homepage, you'll see a button to click on for cardiac prehab.
Excellent program. Dr. Gomez has been here to talk about it before, and he really takes you through all the risk factors and things you can do so you won't be his patient later. Let's meet our guest.
Today we have Maureen Loyal. Maureen is our Director of Rehabilitation Services. We offer rehab services in Ontario, Yates, and Seneca County. And now Maureen will tell you about all the services we offer.
All right, Maureen, welcome. It's good to have you back.
Yeah, thank you. Welcome.
I think, wasn't it right after you were named, I think, that you were here last time, wasn't it?
Yep, about a year and a half ago now.
I have the release right here from November of 2015. So remind us just a little bit about your background. You started out as a William Smith Heron, and so you're going to be excited for the Liberty League tournament coming up this week.
Yep, and hopefully they win tomorrow night.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about you and how you wound up in this position.
I came up here from Long Island because I always loved the area, and, you know, to make me come here, I had to make sure that we had great staff, and in this past year and a half, I'm just constantly reminded that that's what we have. You know, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy, we're one of the few areas that have all three disciplines under one roof and can provide that service all the way across the continuum of care, hospital-based at Soldiers and Sailors down in Penn Yan, up here at Geneva General. And by having that continuity of care from hospital-based to short-term rehab to outpatient, we can travel that patient's whole continuum from their acute phase of injury or illness or surgery all the way to the final product, getting them back to their lives. And it's really been a great experience this past year.
One of the things that we've talked about in terms of rehab is how much quicker it is in many cases than it used to be. How much of that is better technology, and how much of it is better understanding of the body and what we can push it to do?
I think it's probably like 50-50 ratio. We always say that we provide the roadmap to patients and they do all the driving. So it really has to do with their commitment to the program. And just, I think the shorter time frame is that we have a lot more studies on things and research and how to follow through on things, so that we have specialized programs too that are tailored just for the patients, so that we can get them through to life and function a little bit more quickly. You know, at our different sites now, I know you had Liz on a couple months ago about the pelvic floor dysfunction and urinary incontinence in women. We have a concussion program, which is really prevalent nowadays in the athletes in the area. We're providing services on campus now for Hobart and William Smith student athletes. So we have that ability with our orthopedic clinical specialists to really get people streamlined based on the evidence to get them back quicker.
I think, do I remember right when you were here before, did you rehab a major injury during your time?
Yep, I had a meniscal tear. Not too bad. But it really made me feel that you need to have a partner on there. And that's one of the highlights of all of our outpatient sites is that, you know, when I first was rehabbed on Long Island years ago, I felt like a dollar sign in the facility, you know, put on machines and just kind of left to fend for myself. And up here, you know, our staff really takes pride in that whole time the patient's with us, we're one-on-one with them. Because it really is important about the technique. People don't understand if you're put on a machine and you're using that machine, there's a motor control pattern, there's a muscle movement pattern that needs to be followed so that you don't cause a re-injury or have an untoward event. So by us being able to have that one-on-one time with the patients, we really are committed to making sure that they learn the proper movement pattern so that they don't have that re-injury, and then we can get them back to sport, to work, to life, you know, more efficiently.
We're going to run through some of these various services and who they're for, but first some new things. You have outpatient physical therapy in Waterloo now.
Yep, at the Huntington Living Center location. We provide services there Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30 right now. And it's a great, you know, we're always looking to see how we can reach our community a little more directly. So in addition to that, down at Penn Yan at Soldiers and Sailors, our outpatient, and the Geneva location, we have evening hours on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So we're just trying to think of how we can reach our consumer a little bit more easily and be more effective in our provision of care.
In terms of outpatient rehabilitation, is that typically people coming off surgical procedures?
It's a mixture because we try to do prevention so that you can come to us and we can see that maybe we can change your movement pattern, keep you in the game a little bit longer, you know, before you have to have surgery, but we also see you after surgery as well. And that's another part of being part of a health system is that continuum of care. Since we have the physicians in the area, we have our Interlakes Orthopedic Group, working with them, we can really discuss protocols and best practices, and if something's not going the best way, that we can communicate more directly with them. So it's nice to have that complete package in caring for our patients.
Now, in terms of call it prehab, I guess, what do you look for? What are you looking for that could cause a problem for somebody down the line in terms of movement or... Or is it sometimes compensating for past injuries? I know that that's one of the things that happens with athletes is you get an injury and you compensate and it leads to another problem somewhere else.
Yep, that's what we look at. We have a therapist who specializes in selective functional movement assessment. So you may come in with an ankle injury, but we look at the entire body to see if maybe it's the way you're landing and moving your hip that's causing that ankle injury. So everything's kind of connected. So we really look to see movement patterns, how muscle imbalances, and we try to fix those so that you do have better, more efficient movement patterns.
Well, in the workplace, you talk about repetitive stress injury, but it's the same thing with athletes. I mean, for example, if you're a softball pitcher, you have that same windmill motion every time. Your legs, your knees, your hips all get involved. Are there ways of minimizing the damage caused by those kinds of repetitive motions?
Yeah, in fact, we do a little bit of outreach. We have an athletic trainer down at Penn Yan that's part of our Finglakes Rehab, and that works closely with our therapists. And we've had a few therapists reach out to local high schools just to show them the proper movement patterns so that they don't have those repetitive stress injuries while they're playing. And the same is for our older community-dwelling older adults. We want to keep them independent. As we age, we stop, you know, doing things we like because things start to hurt. Instead of stopping doing what you like, come in to see us, let us assess your movement pattern, see if we can give you tips and tidbits to keep you in the game a little bit longer, whether it's gardening, whether it's golfing, whatever you like to do. I know I want to be able to shoot hoops when I'm 90, so.
Yeah. Well, now, in terms of those things, for sports, we're always told warm up and cool down and stuff. What about something like gardening? Is there such a thing as doing warm-ups before you get down on your knees with the little shovel? Or are there things that you should do to loosen up for those not so much athletic activities?
Definitely, because if you think about snow shoveling, raking your leaves, gardening, after you do that for a day, the next day you're a little muscle bound, yeah, a little bit sore. So same kind of premise. You want to do a little warm-up, a little stretching. On Facebook, we actually put rehab tips from our department on that. And last year we did, and when the spring rolled around, gave a little bit of gardening tips about some stretches and some warm-up tips. So look for that too.
Okay. Now remind us, take us through physical therapy, occupational therapy, and then speech therapy. What's okay. involved with those?
Well, physical therapy will work on getting your bigger motions. That's, you know, just to tailor it a little bit easy to explain. So we'll get you back to walking. Like I said, the post-concussion care, you know, assessing how you're moving, preventing injury. Occupational therapy will work more on your activities of daily living, your fine motor skills. And then speech therapy, it runs a full gamut. People think it's just about how you're getting your words out and expressing yourself, but there's also that cognitive component to it. So if you had a brain injury or a stroke, they'll not only teach those muscles to be strong to be able to, you know, get the voice out, but also they'll be able to teach you tidbits on how to express yourself, because sometimes there's what's called aphasia, where you can't find the word, so they'll
right.
teach you techniques on how to find those words or different communication boards so that you can get your thought across if you're having difficulty.
And then speech therapy also involves breathing and swallowing difficulties, right?
Yep, we often do modified barium swallow assessments. We're making sure in the hospital setting that people, you know, we get called up numerous times to make sure that they can have their meals and safely, and if we have to make any adjustments to that. And also after, you know, our outpatients see a lot of patients after throat surgery because of cancer to help them get their voices back.
What is there any sort of injury that the rehab time is shortening up on late that new research is coming out? Or
with new research on joint replacement, you can see there actually you're seeing it even in the reimbursement that is called a bundled payment, so that we're really looking to see how we can streamline that and getting patients up on the same day of surgery. Years ago, we got them up the next day or the following day, and now within 4 hours you're walking after joint replacement surgery. You're only staying in the hospital two days, and then you're either going home and having services, or you're going right to rehab, and then some cases they're even doing outpatient, not here yet, doing joint replacement as an ambulatory procedure where you go in and come home the same day. So, you know, that's for the a small population. But
and of course a big part of that has got to be getting to know your patient, because you have to know who you can push and who you can't, and what the fear is. Is it fear of pain? Is it fear of that I won't be able to do what I used to do? So that whole bedside manner really figures into that, doesn't it?
Yep, and it's terrific. That's what I said with my staff. You really, it's a psychological component, because you have to let them know you're on your team, and everybody has that different fear factor. They have that different wish of where they want to get back to, different expectations. So, you know, we try to, that's the whole point of the prehab sometimes, is get them in beforehand so that you build that relationship and trust and let them know what to expect. Setting expectations really helps have better outcomes in the long run.
Well, congratulations on all the services and the expansion of services. That seems to be a theme with a lot of our visits lately, is that there are more and more services and more places. And it's terrific to have you and have a great team in place. We appreciate the visit.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for your time.
All right, Kim, thank you.
Thanks, Ted. Nice to see you.
All right. Maureen Loyal, Director of Rehabilitation Services with Finger Lakes Health, and Kimberly Alaka as we get healthy with Finger Lakes Health at 8:50 on the Finger Lakes Morning News.